Hi, Dora.
I want to tell you that it is such an honor to be a mother representative for the rock and roll world.
We love that you listen to us. That makes us very happy.
Oh, yes, I certainly do. I go around with going, did Jimmy really say that?
Yeah,
he
did.
I don't believe it. But it's great. I appreciate your thinking. You don't let people sit there and unthink themselves. They have to think when they listen, that's for sure. They may not think good, but they're thinking.
You should be on there now. Now, tell us the story about what happened at a certain app people.
And why you're here this morning.
We were so lucky to be able to hear Bono and U2 in concert when they came through Atlanta this year. And Michael Stipe, because they're also good friends, had an after-show party for them. And we were lucky enough to be able to go, too. And my 9-year-old grandson was there. And he stood up that whole concert and never stopped listening. He had such a wonderful time. But at the show, Bono had heard somehow that I was going to be on as the mother representative this morning. And he said, I tell you what. He said, wherever I am in this world, I'll call you on Mother's Day. And I just about flipped out. Is that not the most wonderful thing you
That's
ever heard?
Awesome.
And voila, here is Bono.
That's show business.
Kept his word. Here he is, the Mother's Day show. Hey, Bono, how are you?
Mama.
Oh, you are just super. You don't know how much I appreciate this. You know you're my adopted son.
Well, and I've been, you know, I'm very, very excited about the fact that you're my adopted mother for today.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had one for a while, and I'm really grateful that you should stand in the breach. Thank you, Adora. In fact, I'm not the only one, but who's in your fan club. But I just thought it was very cool that you were on the radio on Mother's Day.
Well, and I have to tell you, my dear son, how proud I am of you and some of the things I heard about the tour this time. Could you tell me what went on with the disappearing mothers? When I know you had a bunch of them on stage. How did you manage that?
If you're talking, there was two in South America. You must be talking about
the mothers of the disappeared children.
Either Chile or Argentina.
Yeah.
We had them. There's separate sections of this organization of women whose sons and daughters were disappeared over the last 20 years for being dissidents.
Yes.
But non-violent dissidents, most of them. But the most dramatic thing I could tell you about was, I don't know if you saw on the news when President Pinochet, General Pinochet, was looking for a life seat in the Senate in Chile. The opposition party in Chile staged a protest where they brought in the pictures of the disappeared children and their names and staged this protest in the parliament there because Pinochet, of course, is known to be responsible for these horrendous murders, and all these women want is their, you know, is to know where the bones of their children are buried. I suppose if it's not too heavy for this early in the morning. And anyway, we found out that this protest was inspired by our concert the night before, where we'd brought on the mothers.
Oh my!
So and since then, there's been a lot of changes in Chile, and it was just nice to feel even a small part of that. I'm delighted the story even made it to the U.S. I had no idea. That's great.
Yes, it did, and I know it, sometimes it's amazing how far-reaching a very small action can be. That wasn't a small action, but still, sometimes you just don't know when you say what, where it's going to go. That's for sure.
Yeah, we found out because the Chilean ambassador turned up in South Africa at our last show. And he brought pictures of the protest in the parliament buildings and said, you realize this is what your concert started.
How about that? Oh,
but it was a great feeling to stand on stage in the same stadium as so many young people were brutally tortured and murdered, and to be able to address General Pinochet from the stage on live television in Chile
and
to say, you know, give the dead back to the living. Please, General Pinochet, tell these women where are the bones of their sons and daughters? That was an extraordinary moment, certainly in my life, and you too.
Oh yes, and what a tribute to mothers for a wonderful Mother's Day thing to say this morning.
These are happening women, by the way.
Where are you, Bono?
I'm at home.
You're at home?
In Dublin, Ireland, and I'm looking out on a kind of mixed up kid of a day. It was bright about 5 minutes ago, and I think it's about to snow now. It's an Irish summer.
It's about 3 o'clock there, right? In Ireland?
Yep. Yeah, it's 2 o'clock.
Bono, jumping out of bed bright and early, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. This is early morning for you.
Well, I try to get up early, you know. Now I've got kids, but last night I was working late.
Yeah.
We understand that for sure. I have a message for you from Mike, my son Mike. He went up to New York this week for the opening of Michael's photography exhibit and also the book release for the photographs he took of Patti Smith's tour.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Ran into Larry up there, Larry Mullen.
Wow.
Yeah, and so he said, be sure and tell you hello for him, and he hopes you're doing fine.
Well, it is kind of odd that Larry should be seen out anywhere, really, isn't it?
Why, does he hibernate?
Larry strikes me a little bit like Bill Berry was in REM. He keeps himself to himself and hangs out with cops and stuff.
Yes, but you know when you get to talking to him, he's got a lot to say. Because I talked to him at the party, and he is so neat.
Oh yeah, no, he's very cool, and he does have the gift of eternal youth, which is always worth talking to somebody with that shit.
Doesn't he ride a Harley?
You know, it's very hard from this business of riding a Harley because it's become such a cliche that he's actually, I think, you know, he's so proud of the bike and he's so proud of, I guess he's covered all of the U.S. I mean, he's done a lot of miles on his bike, but he doesn't wear it on his sleeve or wear it on his saddle these days as much. You know, he doesn't like to talk about it. He says there's two kinds of bikers, ones that ride and ones that talk about it. He wants to be in the former camp.
Does he just pack him up on the semi and bring him city to city and go riding around?
It's what he did.
Yeah.
I can't believe band management is real crazy about him riding around on a Harley across country during a tour.
Yeah, no, they're not.
One spill and an arm.
The edge is fire-eating is a much bigger problem.
Speaking of the edge is fire-eating. Now, are you joking?
What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, who knows what kind of private life the guy's got. He might dabble in some kind of weird areas.
They do, like these rock stars, yeah.
Bono, this is great that you called us this morning to talk to Adora Mills, and she's got more questions for you.
I do. I have some more questions for you. But the first one I want to ask you right quick is, how old are your children?
Well, I share a birthday with my eldest daughter. She's 8 at the moment,
yeah.
And she's going to be 9 on Sunday.
Oh.
Oh, how nice. Is your birthday this Sunday?
Yeah.
On Mother's Day.
Right.
How special.
You'll be 26, right, Bono?
That's it. That's it. There's a painting of me somewhere, if you know that old Oscar Wilde story. my second girl, her name is Eve, and she's 6. In fact, she's wandering around the house right now because she's got a sore throat and she didn't go to school. She was banging me on the head to wake me up, actually.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful. I'm so glad that you have children to keep you sane.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I don't know who's looking after who here. But, no, they're very cool. We took them out of school for the U.S. tour. And their mother, Ali, and we have a friend of ours called Saoirse, taught them school as they were traveling around the U.S. And to have you know, that was a real experience for them. I mean, they weren't on every date of the tour, but they lived in New York for a while, and they, you know, they went down to Washington, and they did loads of things. They met the president, and Jordan read out a poem to him in the Oval Office, which is really cool, about peace in Northern Ireland. And they're kind of hip kids. They're great, but I have to say, it is their mother that has to take the credit for this. I am classic in that I love and I adore my kids, and I want to be there for them, but I probably don't have the actual mental capacity to look after them as well as their mother. She kind of runs the show around here, and I'm just, you know, kind of tidied up occasionally and just thrown out to work. Well, they have parties here when I go on tour.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they do.
I think that's a father's job. My daughter-in-law and I were talking yesterday about how fathers seem to just appear when they're needed and are not there any other time. And that seems to be the way that fathers do. And that's okay, too, as long as you're there when you are needed. And that's what's important.
I am there.
Yes, we know that.
I am there. I'm definitely there.
Yeah.
And they know that, and I think they find it, kind of amusing having their father be a grown up and do a children's job.
Uh-huh. Bono, after being on tour for so long, how do you decompress? How do you relax now?
I'm not sure I have decompressed or particularly want to. I mean, for me, it's, in the end, it's not a job. You know, this was an amazing thing, you know, to be able to make a living out of a gift. And so it's not like something like I think, whoa, that was really hard work, now I better, you know, take some months off to recover. It's all part of the one thing for me. And, you know, I love being at home in Dublin at the moment. And I guess, to answer your question, this town, this city, and its complete disregard for success is probably a good way. Because if I don't get my head down here, I just gonna get it knocked off, you know.
So it's a reality, you know, check.
They have a very healthy attitude. About people like myself. They just ignore me.
Well, do you resent like negative press that you get from your own country? Does that bother you?
It sometimes, you know, it's hard for us to get a hometown gig here, for a few peculiar reasons. And, but, you know, rock and roll bands need a bit of a kicking. They uh-huh. do. I mean, we're on it. You know, we're having a great time. And I think it's okay if you're, hold on, actually, I've been interrupted. I have to go. Would you come over here, Evie? Want to say something?
Yeah, let's talk to Eve.
She doesn't talk much. I'm not sure she'll do this. Will you explain to the people what I have to do?
How old is she, Bono? She's six?
Eve is six.
Eve six.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you so much, Evie. I hope your sore throat gets better.
Yes, sure.
We got it. Thank you.
That's about as much as Eve would say. Of a whole day. I think it was a sort of Friday the 13th. Happy Mother's Day!
That's a lot for a six-year-old.
We hope that her sore throat gets much better and she feels much better.
Yeah.
I want to tell you too, Bono, how impressed I am and how proud I am of the way that my children use their minds and think. Y'all come out with some of the most amazing things that are just, well, not only off the wall, but thought-provoking and brave and courageous and scary. Very scary to a mom, I can tell you that.
Well, listen, you know, it's, I'm going to run now, but I love talking to you, Dora. You know how I feel about Atlanta and actually just Georgia. I'd love to be there right now. If I wasn't here right now, and all the blessings to you, and and to Mike and the band and everyone at 99X. It's a great station, and you're great folks. Thanks for treating us well when we're in town.
Thank you so much, and I'll close with the typical Southern thing, which is, come see us, honey.
All right, and I'll do that.
Okay. Bono?
Yeah?
We really appreciate you calling.
This was
that's
wonderful.
No problem. I'll be honest, I had some drink had been taken when we decided to go for this, but it still felt good the next morning. Unlike a lot of the other things, I'm sure
how we all ended up here.
Exactly.
We have one last 15-second thing that I think you can excel at big time. It's called our fish quiz, and every celebrity on takes it.
That's right.
Only 15 seconds to name as many fish as you can.
Fish.
That's it. And then you
anything
will be gone
water.
And done.
Anything
how about
in the
three
water?
Cords and the trout?
Three cords and the trout.
The
champion is John Popper.
Swordfish. Shark. Mackerel. They're really good. Cod. Smoked cod. Fresh cod. What else?
Somewhere between 5 and 7. That was good.
Well, there was the bell.
How did I do there?
You got about five, six, or seven.
You got 4, actually. But
the champion is John Popper from Blues Traveler. He got 14.
Well, next time up, I'll be ready and speedy. It's early in the morning for a fish quiz.
Thank you, Bono.
Thank
all right,
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bono from Dublin.
One more clue. Let's.